We just got in a big fight.
We did.
When you asked me, Phil, how am I doing? I said, I'm good because the New England Patriots won the Super Bowl. And you, Gary, you said...
And you got to keep local.
I understand that. They're the New England Patriots. But I don't get why people jump on this Boston bandwagon. You know, we're not in Boston.
You're a Yankee fan. We're closer to Boston than we are to the Bronx.
You know, Monty, when I make a commitment, it's for life.
And you're committed to New England, right?
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Korman from CISA, who alleged to be the local hero, folks, but don't support the hometown baseball team. And Gary Weiss, who is the executive chef at the fanciest restaurant in Northampton, Cooley Dickinson Hospital.
That's right.
I didn't know that they had an executive chef there.
They hired me just over 10 years ago.
You are a certified executive chef. Hospital food has a little bit of a pejorative feel to it.
Or an oxymoron.
Yeah. But what is Cooley Dickinson and you as their executive chef doing to change that perception and to support local?
Well, we've done a lot. We've changed it over from buying pre-made to where we're going from scratch cooking. We buy local whatever we can whenever possible. Try to get local and sustainable as well. Mm-hmm. We work closely with Healthcare Without Harm. They're a national group with regional offices, and they try to support the local initiatives and healthy foods for all hospitals, trying to make everyone learn healthier foods and eat healthier. That includes, like for us, antibiotic free is a big issue.
So what are some of the things that you might not expect from hospital food that you're working on? Gary Weiss is the executive chef at Cooley Dickinson Hospital.
99% of all our beef now is local, antibiotic free.
So local here means within 250 miles of the hospital.
Yep. And that's a slightly different definition than some people use.
Everyone has different ones. CISA tries to focus on the three counties the most, but it varies. Some people are trying to stay within Massachusetts, and then some people are trying to stay within New England, New York.
Yeah, just like you and the Patriots and the Boston Red Sox. I see how that works.
And of course, some of the foods are not necessarily available in quantity if you just stay local. So that's something we also have to deal with, because we not only do the cafeteria, we also do patients as well. And that has to be exact for nutritional. So we have to have consistency.
The easiest way to make something taste good is butter and salt.
Yeah.
So how do you work around for your patients or even people coming to the cafe who have some limitations or desires to eat differently?
We try to use different spices, different herbs. We even do international flavorings to try to make it a little more exciting and to give it that boost that the salt would normally give. I also find things like granulated garlic and granulated onion can simulate some of the functions of salt.
What's your favorite menu item that you're making at Cooley Dickinson Hospital as an executive chef, Gary Weiss?
We don't have one favorite.
But give me an example of something that recently you've done that you've been
particularly proud of. Yeah, maybe a new recipe. Yeah.
One that everyone seems to like, it just gets all compliments, is a beef marsala that we serve over mashed potatoes, and it's just absolutely delicious.
And so the mashed potatoes are coming from potatoes that you've
from
cooked.
Pineland Farms.
Yeah, so this is not your TV dinner land that we had in the 60s.
As an executive chef, you've had a long career in food, starting, you said, 45 years ago?
Yes, I grew up in Randolph, and I started...
I was going to say, because of the accent, that was going to be my last question. Where from near Boston are you from originally? But yeah. Randolph it is.
I wasn't supposed to, probably, but I started when I was 12 working and worked over a summer as a pot washer in a dinner theater. And then when school started, got a job at an IHOP. And while I was in school, college, I also worked full time, and I liked what I was doing enough to stay with it rather than going to what I was studying.
Which was law, right?
Which was pre-law, yeah, at GW. And then I ended up going to the CIA afterwards.
Not the CIA that is close to Washington, D.C. necessarily, but the...
New York one. You'd like that.
Culinary Institute of America. Gary Weiss is the executive chef at Cooley Dickinson Hospital, who has been working with folks like CISA and local agricultural producers in the area to try to incorporate more local food, healthier food, at a hospital, which only makes sense. Food should be viewed as medicine, and it's really great that Cooley Dickinson is making this effort to do this.
Like, how many meals a day are you serving up?
Around 500-600 meals a day minimum.
That's it?
Depending.
Gary Weiss is the executive chef at Cooley Dickinson Hospital, and Phil Korman from CISA, the Yankees fan/Patriots fan, and local hero folk by localfood.org.